Let me very shortly welcome you all. I'm quite impressed at the crowd we've gathered for this event, and no doubt this stems from the interest you have for the topic which we will discuss today in launching this study. My thanks, of course, to Margaret Chan and Francis Gurry and their teams, which have been working quite a bit of time on this study, together with our WTO team. They've shown collegiality, cooperation, dialogue, energy, leadership, even from time to time enthusiasm, which is one of the ingredients which we all needed to think and write deep into this issue. You, of course, all know Ruth Dreyfus, which we've asked to chair, moderate this event. I think she needs no introduction to all of you in her previous capacities as one of the most important Swiss politicians. I keep what I say. We know you, Alice. You always say, no, I wasn't that an important president of the Swiss Confederation. I disagree with that. But also for the distinguished role she plays at the WHO Commission on IP Rights, Innovation and Public Health, which produced an important sort of forerunner to today's publication, which was the 06 report on public health, innovation, and IP rights. So I will hand it over to you, Ruth, thanking you again for being back into this topic, which you've been following for much longer than most of us, at least on this tribune. So up to you, and we will rapidly try and give you, after Ruth's introduction, a short brief on what we get from this study, and then we will go to questions. Ruth, you have the floor.